Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah.
The women in the club, the women in the club, you know who we are. The women in the club, the women in the club, you know who we are. The women in the club.
Right that I share my experiences with y'all, because I've been places you'll never imagine.
Right.
But I'ma start at home when I see a girl I like, I walk straight up to her and I'm like,
hey girl, how you doing?
You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey. See, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet in many places to see. Hey. I'm really digging your lips, but be careful where you walk and when you swinging them hips. I'm kind of concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty head pausing so bad. Hey, I wouldn't trade you for the world, I swear it. I like your hair and every style that you wear it, and how the color coordinate with your clothes, from your manicured nails to your pedicured toes.
Oh yeah.
The women in the caviar, you know who we are.
You hear the song, so dance. Don't always think I'm trying to get in your pants. Cause see me, my pimpin's in 3D. I'm taking you places you only see on TV. Trying to show you how you live in this trice. How many guys you know could bring the Travel Channel to life?
One day we on the Autobahn swerving, driving. Next day we in the sun on the Virgin Islands. If you with me, ain't no time to sleep. Especially in Red Willies on Miami Beach. But I drop you off the way you know attention. If I make it to Atlanta, Grana Brothers Convention. Then jump in the car and just ride for hours. Making sure I don't miss the homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C. is plenty women to see. So if your ass don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
You know who we are. We're tripping all over the world. We're
I'm in New York at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest. And Mardi Gras, all the women trying to show me they chest.
Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks. While the ladies are begging me to monster tough. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, I used to think that it was way too cold till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful. Now I hit the Caravana every year in Toronto. Then fly to Illinois to get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
What a best.
Ain't no need in even asking, bro. The best women all reside in Africa. And that's real.
Oh, yeah.
It's 12 at midnight. Don't close your eyes. You're so wrapped for life, and I'll be by your side. I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware that you'll have to share. I want you to know. I'm gonna be
all together, cause I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little thing you do that means so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as the stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people to share, one common cause. When I say one love, you can trust me. Cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one.
Just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to
stop loud talking. Stop loud talking. You don't show no respect. Stop loud talking.
Is something that you gotta earn, and once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money can buy me love.
You too busy. It's like you gotta fit me into your schedule or something.
I'm trying to follow my dreams.
Follow your
dreams.
What about me? What about me?
I'm
you don't
here.
Listen to me no more?
I'm here with
you don't
you.
Listen to nothing I say. Look at that. You talking when I'm talking. Stop talking when I'm talking.
I'm listening to you.
Stop loud talking. Stop loud talking. You don't show no respect. Stop loud talking.
Hello. Seen a rich nigga go broke. They putting liens on a nigga's scenes. Publicize your demise, and by all means, your family fortune is forever what you stood on. Sold dreams, fantasies, and put the hood on. You reap what you sow, and they speak in repossessions. To the coach himself, these are powerful lessons. These niggas always smile when I came around. They let you know my reputation when you in my town. A real nigga, you gon' know that by the contract. Bottom line, blood, show me where them ones at. That paper, it get funny when publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter, because that was your dog. Now your hands on, but things don't ever seem right. You make a call and give your lawyer the green light. He look into it, then hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last dude. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double them the crew. Death row, fast life. foreclosed on my best life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn why the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plant poison in a nigga mind. Chilling with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real niggas out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by fuck boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take an L, take a shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made niggas respect my hustle on both coasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest. I need a hit handle, put me in touch with the closest. You still digging through ashtrays, killing the roaches. And I never took an L back when me fell. Just wrote the numbers all the way back up in retail. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Can't be writing checks with your eyes closed. While you living out of homes in different time zones. Mind blown, spinning strippy, watching rhinestones. Pistol to your head, this that level I'm on. I apologize, Morty, but this all I got. Everybody in his office, we can die tonight. I never met an artist who fully recouped. These the deals, the deal dealers want to deal with you. Young niggas trying to act your wage. Buying belts you seen on other niggas' waist. Hoes fucking for photos, they want to post online. Old time, sure they knowing I'm that old mine. Put her on, all she needed was a gold sign. Black meats and gloves, nigga, the whole nine. See me on the road, shit, I ain't the whole mine. Nor foreclose or foes just for soul signs. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my best life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel.
He's a liar. Romney, he still can't believe he lost. He called in the Fox News every week. Are you sure? He didn't like poor people at all. I'm not saying he was a gold digger, but he wasn't fucking with no broke niggas. That 47% comment sunk his campaign. He did that shit at a buffet. Now, I'll never be president, but I know you don't talk shit to the people that's about to serve you your dinner. He must not have seen the help. Hey, does anybody else's pie taste like shit? Then they tried to blame it on the weather. Where if it weren't for Hurricane Sandy, Mitt Romney would be president. Well, if that is true, that would mean even God voted against this motherfucker. Right? How's the election in America? It's really close, God. Send the flood. Are you sure? I've done it before. I have to do it again. Elections in 2012 changed the course of American history. 3 states legalized gay marriage, 2 states legalized marijuana. So when the Bible says if a man lays with another man, he should be stoned. No! You motherfuckers took that shit with. I think it's fucked up that weed is legal and Twinkies went out of business. Like the Lord giveth and taketh away. I don't know why the fuck they call it recreational marijuana. What the fuck is so recreational about stopping at a stop sign waiting for it to turn green? I'm about to run this motherfucker. Who my throat hurt? Do your throat hurt? They even have weed vacations in Colorado. That's great for adults, but fucked up for kids. Daddy, how come we can't go skiing? Because your daddy just bought an ounce. And who the fuck are you anyway? States that have legalized marijuana experience a 25% reduction in suicide rate. Yeah, because it's hard to kill yourself when you don't remember where you put the fucking rope. What the fuck did I come in the garage for? You ever saw how you swerve to avoid a tree and then realize it's that air freshener hanging from the rear view mirror? Oh my God, I ran into the woods. I smell pine. You ever saw how you look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you how you are? And you answer yourself back, I know. I'll be glad when they legalize marijuana ever. I'm tired of pretending like I got glaucoma. Now, gay marriage is back in it. I don't even understand why people worry about that. Well, gay sex is a sin. Well, if it's a sin and they wouldn't have asked for it, what the fuck that got to do with you? I never understood that shit, man. And I come out with these people that quote the Bible, only quote the Bible like it only talks about one thing, gay sex. Like, gay sex didn't make God top seven sins. It didn't make gluttony, greed, envy, sloth. I ain't never seen nobody trying to ban second helpings. That shit is not. Gluttony just as bad. So whether you put too much food in your mouth or dick, it's all the same. Chick-fil-A got involved in the gay marriage controversy. Now, I love Chick-fil-A's fried chicken, so I'm opposed to their stance on gay marriage. So to compromise, I decided I'm going to eat the chicken, but I'm going to leave the bun alone. Gay sex is a sin. You want to stop gays from having sex? Let them get married. Our attitudes about this is shady, man, as a country. It's evolving much faster than anybody thought they would. Matter of fact, Michael Sam, who played for Missouri, was the first collegiate athlete, potential draft pick, ever to come out and admit that he was gay before the draft. And then for pro day, he proceeded to run a very slow 4.9. And let me tell you something. You can be gay, but you can't be gay and slow. You got to, come out the gate faster than you came out the closet, honey. The black community, we were having a real hard time with this gay thing, man. 70% of black people that identify themselves as Christian are opposed to gay marriage. But yet 70% of our children are born out of wedlock. So that's a hell of a hypocritical thing. Let he among us who is without sin wear the first rubber. A lot of black ministers wouldn't support the president because of the stance on gay marriage. They called it a moral issue. Ain't that a bitch? It's amazing that black ministers would be so harsh on gay dudes, because if it wasn't for gay dudes, many of them would not have a choir director. So, well, was the year of the slave movement. I fucked around and watched Lincoln and Django on the same day. I was all niggered out. I like Lincoln, but that was a long fucking movie. We weren't even slaves that long. I was like, shit! Fucking Harriet, tell me when you need it. I gotta go, man. Boy scoring 7 years ago, I sat down this fucking theater. Let's move this shit along. It was so long, when it was over, I was walking through the parking lot going, free at last! Free at last! Leonardo DiCaprio was excellent in Django, but that is not the first time that man said nigga. That's all I know. Was a nigga expert. He didn't need a coach or nothing. I got it. Didn't work out good for everybody that said nigga. Paula Deen said nigga, it cost her $12 million in a week. Who knew niggas were so expensive? I don't even know why people got mad at Paula Deen. Her cookbooks would kill a lot more of us than that word. Oh. Yeah. You follow them recipes, you're going to be dead next week any goddamn way. I'm offended and I lost a foot. Paula Deen's cookbooks that kill more black people than Newport. Riley Cooper of the Philadelphia Eagles, he got caught on tape saying, I jump over this fence to kill every nigga here. He said that shit at a Kenny Chesney concert.
Oh,
ain't no niggas at a Kenny Chesney concert. Now the NFL is trying to get on the N-word controversy. The NFL wants to penalize any player who uses the word nigga on the field 15 yards. If players can't use the word nigga on the field, I don't think owners should be able to use it to do a renegotiation. That nigga won how much? Where is that nigga? Shit. How the fuck do you even call that penny? Unnecessary nigger at number 25. My brother reviewed the play. It's overruled. He's dead bigger. A lot of shit is different, man. There's been 6 bear attacks in the United States in the last few months. None of them have been black people. I don't think a bear's ever even seen a black person. Right? What the fuck is that? I don't know, but it sure is fast. Do you smell weed? Animals don't attack us. You are what you eat. You eat us, you have the same diseases we have. I keep not hunting, man. I ate that black dude, now I got high blood pressure, man. Son of a bitch done gave me gout. I got gout. Next black dude I eat, he coming out of Whole Foods. Huh? That last one was stringy. He tastes like anger and seasoning salt. Brought me by Rite Aid. I gotta get my insulin shot. During the Super Bowl, they had an interracial Cheerios commercial featuring a black man and a white woman and an interracial baby. And a lot of the country, apparently the country's not ready for the thought of a black man and a white woman being so concerned about. I wonder what the country been so upset about eating cocoa butter.
Man is going to push. He got, he's putting in place the very thing that will limit the freedom.
That's right.
of others. But that's what you needed.
Right.
To bring yourself to the position where you're going to stop arguing over, well, he believes in Allah. I believe in Jehovah. He believe in the Goombi. No, we ain't going to argue over religion. We don't know what the hell it means anyway. But freedom means something. We can talk about religion when we're free. Mr. Trump, push it real good. Push it so good that black people say, I'm out of here. I can't take it no more. But where are we going? Where are we going? Oh, shut up. The earth is ours. Talking about go back to Africa? Yeah, we could go back to Africa. But we paid a price for this. That's what Paul Robeson said. My people are here. My struggle is here. I'm not going, you want to fight in Afghanistan? Help yourself. You want to fight in Iraq? Fight in China? Just go ahead, help yourself. Right. But we're not going.
That's right.
Our day of fighting for my enemy is over. See, you gotta think like that. Nah, see, if you're too weak to do that, I'll do it for ya. They said that man had testicles so big he had to have a marble floor. In the mosque. Well, hell, if you got testicles like dried raisins, don't apply for this job. This is a job for men and women with strength and fortitude. We got to take control of where we live.
But I just want to tell you, Mr. President, you're from Chicago and so am I. I go out in the street with the people. I visited the worst neighborhood. I talked to the gang. And while I was out there talking to them, they said, you know, Farrakhan, the president ain't never come. Could you get him to come and look after us? There's your legacy, Mr. President. It's in the street with your suffering people, Mr. President. And if you can't go and see about them, then don't worry about your legacy. Because the white people that you've served so well, they'll preserve your legacy. The hell they will. But you didn't earn your legacy with us. We put you there. You fought for the rights of gay people. You fought for the rights of this people and that people. You fight for Israel. Your people are suffering and dying in the street. That's where your legacy is. And you failed to do what should have been done. But it's never too late. You, like Jimmy Carter, can be a better president after you leave the restrictions of your White House and come on back to the hood and start organizing like you did and with your influence all over the world, let's make a new and better people. And from us, if it's Allah's will, we can make a new and better America. Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you as I greet you in peace.
In spite of himself. Everything we're doing gives credit to our former slave master. And yes. Barack Obama. You can't put that on Barack now. He's Barack Hussein Obama. The first black man in a high office with an African name. Oh, my. Well, fair can. What name did you have? Well, it ain't worthy to talk about it. A wall and a cot. Mr. Walcott. And they loved to call me Louis Walcott. Malcolm refused for the white man to call him by his slave.
Timeless motion and supreme mathematical science. Welcome to Evolutionary Radio, airing live, of course, in the center of the wilderness of North America on this 2000 by 3000. Tonight's topic and segment name is entitled, Is Farrakhan Back? That's fire coming on. Once again, the topic and segment name tonight is entitled, Is Farrakhan Back? All right, with that said, very interesting words and strong, what can I say? Very strong statements with conviction. And that's mainly on Obama and at the same time on Ronald McDonald Trump. And basically what the community needs, which is a good kick in the butt. Now, I'm going to say this and put it on a record here. There's a lot of things I'm going to add on here for those who keep getting, you know, in the trick of this great beast or the hypocrite that made Malcolm look like child's play. The supreme hypocrite. We're going to get on that. Also, I was going to say, yes, there was a lot of words that you all like to hear. Although a good kick in the butt still ain't going to do niggas any good. You got to be killed, most of you. It's almost like that song says, I'm a nigga for life. Well, if you're a nigga for life, that means the only way you can get rid of the nigga in you is death. There are a lot of niggas for life, a lot of NWAs out there that ain't going to change, that don't want any progress for their community, don't want to help the community. All they want to do is destroy. You know, all they want to do is recklessly destroy things, shoot people, rob, steal, lie, just be complete niggas. That's all they want to do. So what are we to do with people like that? Besides, kill them. And since it's not our problem that was made, it was the white boy made them. He needs to get rid of them, which he's got in plan. You know, you aren't killing yourselves good enough or quick enough. It ain't much. You look at 400 people. Let's just look at Chicago, 500. They said a year murders 5, 6. Let's say it was 1,000. There's millions of niggas down there. That's nothing. There's millions of niggas down there. So all they got to do is, half of them need to just breed some babies and ain't doing nothing. So even with the guns and the drugs, you still ain't annihilating yourselves, because there's more of y'all being produced than a little 600,000, 700,000, 600,000. If it was 1,000, then you'd be doing something. 600,000, 700,000 people that's killed. Yes, it's a nuisance. Yes, it's what they so-called call domestic terrorism, and people afraid and terrorize out the door because you never know, it might be you. So, of course, it puts fear, the fear factor around there. But it ain't, statistically, it ain't doing nothing. And because he's made so much niggas, even I like to see it do something as far as removing you all, but it ain't doing nothing. So he's got to go back to his drawing board again and figure out something else. How else to do it? So we got the GMO foods and all these diseases going on here. You got the rash of several different cancers and all these different things, how he's biopoisoning you and your food mainly and other products that you use and different things. But even that, you know, is a process. So he's got to go back to the drawing board. How are we going to get rid of these people? They can't just vaccinate. Even the Africans, they got with that that vaccine they had, where millions of them was infected with the AIDS over there. You know, suddenly, or tens of thousands of them had died, the bubonic plague and all that stuff. Even that didn't affect them. So no matter what he's doing, he's not affecting anything. Can't do it. So since he can't do it, and the time demands now that the original caretakers of this planet have to come forth in order to save this planet. That means another supreme plan is in effect. Not by the white boy. That means now it's a divine plan that's coming. And in a divine plan, you be wiped out. Trust me. This wave here that's taking place. Of course, this country's going to be broken up into three parts. That's not a secret. You had a dream a few weeks ago, matter of fact, that California was in the ocean, Las Vegas, it was all the way up to Texas. Most of all that rain and all that stuff, they got so brittle. State so brittle there in Houston, where all that was in the water. There's a little piece of Texas still left over. Little tiny piece. Oregon, gone. That whole coast was gone. So what is that telling you? Or what is it? I know what it's telling me. I know. What do you all get out of that? Matter of fact, even the white boy has capability of doing it. He's got the heart weapon. Same harp he used in Haiti. And the day before that, not the day, hours before that happened, I had a dream about that. Woke up and told somebody. Man, it was like I was there actually. What happened? Niggas all over the street. Everywhere. I was just rolling by there. Loud explosion. Boom. Just dead Negroes all over the place. Man. Hours later, the exact vision of the dream, you all laid out all over the place in Haiti, only with bricks upside your head, still in the middle of the street there. This exact thing, women and children just laying out. Same thing. You know, this day and time, older men shall have dreams, wise men shall have visions, if you are connected, or what you're connected to. If you're not connected, then you'll be a blind dog out here. You have no divinity. Or you're blocked by religion, what your pastor is going to tell you. And he's misinforming you because he don't know nothing. So it's very imperative today to be in the know. as the book says, said you destroy for the lack of knowledge. Not for the lack of money, not for the lack of how well you can booty shake, not for the lack of how long your weave is, not for the lack of none of that stuff. Known information, knowledge, the knowing, to be in the know. Today you shouldn't be ignorant today. It's too much information and knowledge running around. You can go on YouTube and find all kinds of things. So knowledge has been well availed for you. It's available for you. As is mentioned, it'd be everywhere. You know, the truth would be everywhere. So there's no reason you should be ignorant. Now, of course, you have to be selective of what you choose to give your ear and your mind to, most definitely. You know, just like foods that you put in your body, you should always be mindful of what you are entering into yourself. Although at the same time, you know, being in the know is very imperative. One second here. What I'm going to do while I see about something here, I'm going to go into our first clip of tonight on this fella here. So I'm going to definitely decode the supreme hypocrite. Hypocrite means you say one thing out your mouth, although you mean something else. That's what a hypocrite is. Or you say something, but you do the opposite of what you say you're going to do. So let's get on to that.
I'm not here to make you feel bad because Farrakhan is talking and he may not be that. Well, Jesus said, if you offend in one thing, you offend in them all. So the fornicator can't look at the lesbian or the homosexual and say, I'm better than you. The liar, the thief, the gambler, the pimp, the prostitute, the lowlife, you can't look at those who are gay or lesbian and transgender and say, I'm better than you. It's sin is sin according to the standard of God. You say, well, no, that was death. You know, I mean, you know, it's a modern time now. Modern for you.
Come on.
But not for God.
Yeah.
God says, I am God. And I change not. Here, you just got here yesterday. And you can't find a birth record for God. He's older than time itself. You mean to tell me he doesn't have a right to tell you how to live the life that he gave you? Are you telling me that his sovereignty is nothing? That what society says means more than what God says? Then reverend, synagogue leader, Catholic priest. Is this the book that you say you believe in? But now you backing down from the effect of it because people will get offended?
Come on. Listen, right? Think about this, all right? Come on. Come on.
got Muslims now. I don't know how the hell they could call themselves Muslim. And they're involved, too. You know damn well they're not Muslim. They were set up by the enemy to create confusion in the ranks of the righteous. Here's Newsweek magazine with President Obama on the cover with the colors that represent the gay community as a halo over his head, and it's saying the first gay president. Now, you think they're not mocking him? The first gay president. Now, I've never heard from Michelle that our brother, you know, was absent from duty. But he's the first president that sanctioned what the scriptures forbid. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask a question, see? Why is it that all you politicians...
All right. Now, watch this. I'm going to decode the supreme hypocrite here. He mentioned about Michelle. He said Michelle Obama sure didn't say nothing about it. Well, before he became in office, everybody, you can go back and Google his information too, because when I give you info, I always give it to you. You don't have to take what I say. You're going to look for it and look into it yourself. Then you'll know the truth is the truth. And it can't be denied. Now, when Obama was running, there was a teacher with Reverend Rice Church that a so-called Negro, can't call you black. And we know black represents power. You know, so our judges wear black. You know, the police wears black, and the guns are black, and black is the power. Anyway, this Negro homosexual said that him and Obama were lovers. Weeks later, the guy was found dead. He got thrown from a building and whatnot. Of course, they make it look like it's a suicide. That's how these assassins or these personal hitmen that work for the government, that's how they do. Especially if they own you or you ain't got no power beyond them. Just like Prince, he was a servant to them. You know, Prince, today they just released all his music. Everything he worked for. And the main thing Prince wanted before, or even on his deathbed, he would want is not for his music to be solicited or taken from him by the music industry or people who were what he called a slave to or pimping his music, whatnot. So he intentionally took his stuff from YouTube. You couldn't get Prince's music without his consent. Certain songs that he gave consent. Matter of fact, they couldn't play certain songs on the radio of his. Now today they released everything. After they killed him and made you look like a suicide, just like they did Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson when he wouldn't do that Sony deal. And the guy that killed him, he was found guilty. Conrad Murray was found guilty of murder. He did nothing while he gave him an overdose. He only got 5 years, but he was murdered. So they always make you murder look quiet, especially if you got fans. People like Michael Jackson, would not, fans would have went crazy. So they quietly put you to sleep. You know, put some pills next to you, or, you know, Whitney Houston thing. Make it look like you such a druggie. And you just drug yourself to death. Just like they do the holistic doctors. Where they have a coroner saying these people shot themselves in the chest and did all these things to themselves, self-inflicted, and forging suicide notes and all kinds of stuff going on. So a moment ago, the supreme hypocrite was saying that, you know, what Obama didn't do for black folks, and this, but during his term, he was defending him. That's our brother there, what they're trying to say about our brother. So which one is it? Then he killed Gaddafi and whatnot, who was supposed to be your brother that loaned you money. He showed you what a brother he is, but he's not a faggot. Yeah, you do is go on, you go on YouTube, look up, just look up Obama's gay on YouTube or Google, whatever. All kinds of stuff come up that they try to hide. They can't, he's such a faggot, they can't even hide it. You know, a couple of white boys on there, I think one of them got killed too, was sharing when he was a senator, how he gave him fellatio in the car and all kinds of stuff. This is all this is documented. Guy went before before politicians and sworn this information. It's on YouTube. It's on video. They ain't took it off. And we had cocaine, and I gave Obama fellatio, and all. He says all that stuff. So everybody's making up lies about him when he did more for homosexuals than he did for Negroes. I'll let you know alone he's a homosexual. Yeah, he's the first gay president. They're right about that. They ain't lying about that. But during that time, the supreme hypocrite wanted you to think, you know, after all the stuff that is out there, valid information, people probably can take lie detectors and pass with flying colors. He made you look at the superficial point. Well, his wife didn't say anything. You don't know what they said. There's a Inquirer magazines about their marriage and different things in there. You have a figurehead. You know, you have to keep a lot of things on hush-hush. It's an image. Anyways, so that's one thing. Some other things was on, well, I'll say what he claims that's going to be good for the community. Why he's switching up now on that. This is a guy that made a total mockery of you, or all of your communities, with the Million Man or the Million Boy joke, or the Million Consumer March. And all the consumerism went toward airplane flights and trains and hotel expenses. You were a consumer slave. then was all over, you didn't have a liquor store to go poison yourself at. You didn't even open up a little ice cream push cart like the Chicano has when he comes here. You know, push some ice cream to yourselves. You didn't have that after the march was over. Didn't even have, you all didn't even come together and get a garage sale together. A lemonade stand. You didn't do none of that. Got played again by the hypocrite. You know, I'm pretty sure he got a couple of, you know, alligator shoes that he likes so much. He's a big time consumer. $2 hoe for the European consumer. Because if you didn't make those shoes, you didn't make those clothing, what the hell are you giving him $1,000 for? Why are you being his hoe, making him richer? Then you got the audacity to talk about other Negroes or neutrals in the community that are buying Jordans or whatever else when Jordan ain't doing the damn thing for the Negro. Matter of fact, he said something recently. I forgot what MJ said. Oh, he said... I don't know where the hell that came from. But I think they switched it up or something. He allegedly said that this is during the police, when you all these police beatings and whatnot. He said he's going to stop selling, you know, his shoes until they unite together. This is what he allegedly said. Of course, that was a bunch of hogwash. He ain't gonna never stop taking you Negroes' money and selling your shoes. But that's what allegedly some reports that got out that he had stated that or said that. He later on, of course, denied these statements. So, you know, it's just letting you know. Consumers. I've said before on many occasions, when you go to your supermarket, count on one hand how many Chinese from China. Not a man, you won't even find too many that's been Americanized, but find some of these people that's come here from China. See how many of them is shopping where you shop. Where are they getting their food from? So, since every normal community understands the economic bloodline of the community, that them allowing economics to escape their community only affects them and it doesn't benefit them. That's at least what they've learned. And it is why they look at you as such idiots when you hear, when they come over here. When they're in their country, they're already taught how stupid you are. Them people, this is idiots, stupid people. That's what they say about you. So when they come here and sell you weaves and everything else, they already know you're ignorant. Those people are foolish people. Just wasting money, you know, on BS. So they come here and take advantage of your stupidity. that you love so much. So what's the solution to you? It's going to be a part of a divine spark, although he ain't going to help you. He can lock all you Negroes up in a cage somewhere. When he releases it, you'll be more of an animal than when he locks you up in a cage. So that's not the solution. And the real solution he can't do was just to outright put you to sleep on a Holocaust level. Since you don't want to awaken, you like to continue to be mentally and spiritually asleep, then put you into eternal sleep. That's the only way things will be cleared today. Otherwise, you'll continue to do nothing, to be the walking dead, and allow this great planet to be poisoned and misused. The water here right now, you could barely drink it. Barely. In other words, it's almost as being almost impossible to coexist or to live here. That's the water, the air. You can hardly breathe it without complications and everything else. So time is running out for the planet. Unless something dramatic change is done to save the planet, not you, the hell with you, but to save the ability to exist here on this planet. And even the European knows that. That's why he's focused on getting the hell out of here. They got McDonald's and stuff like that they're trying to put on Mars. Move over there. Underground cities. Go ahead and look this stuff up. Some nice underground cities. They got courthouses down there. Even get some sunlight down there. You think they building this stuff for fun? Underground cities? Just to say, oh, there's an underground city. No, I don't think so. So if they got their underground cities ready, what you think going to be taking place on top of this ground? Since their plan is to go underground or to Iraq, which all those contractors are building over there, or to Mars or wherever the hell they're going to try to go. So they have their exit plan ready. That's the wealthy. Those who could, well, super wealthy, I'll say, because there's different classes of wealth. You know, they got a billionaire club. You got to be a billionaire to get into. They don't even take no millionaires. All right, what time we got left? Got a few more minutes. So I wanted to expose that and make that clear so that you don't fall into another trap again. Why are you sitting there selling you this hogwash that you know, Trump is good for you and he's going to get the community and get you guys. That's a bunch of hogwash. So since when is somebody, you know, that's enough? I mean, even Bush didn't even bother with you all. It's a waste of time. Even after a police shooting or the Rodney King, I was there during the Rodney King thing. And they rioted and all that stuff. Had a truce for about a few months, the Crips and the Bloods. Not too long in that, you start killing yourselves again. After knowing what the police or whatever, or, you know, what they want you to do to each other, what the government's behind, knowing all this information, you still went back to killing yourself. You still went back to selling, pushing poison amongst yourself. You went back to it. So if you could truce and all that and then go back to it, what in the hell you think Trump's going to be able to do with you? You think you being in the concentrate, at the most he can do that unless you just outright shoot you down in a firing range, and that won't be able, that would be unconstitutional unless that's changed. But my point being is them things ain't going to stop you from being ignorant. Ignorant people love ignorance. So since that's not going to help you on the long run, you've been getting beaten your head for a long time. Hell, in the 60s, you was getting beaten in the head, dog sicked on you. You still didn't learn. We didn't forget about that. They had some real niggas in the 60s, boy. So it's another scheme against you. This person cannot be trusted. He talking about what Obama did for Chicago. Hell, he's right around the corner. He done been to all his community. What the hell has he done? Nothing. Why can't he stop the violence down there? Since you got Allah's power and what all this other religious crap you talking about, why can't you help them? It's right in your backyard. Maybe because they see you are nothing but a gangster just like them. So from gangster to gangster, you know, you recognizing each other. If he was a real leader and such a damn hypocrite, with all the millions that was raised during the Million Man March, he should have set up some businesses and put those young men to work there in that city of Chicago and got some things built there. And take some young guys off the streets. An alternative. Open up a trade school or something. Any fucking thing beats bean pies and newspapers. That's the game here. We've been on this fair clown for a long time. I had relatives that saw him and whatnot back in the 80s, where Crips and Bloods was battling each other how much money they gave this clown. Crips at 10,000. Then the Bloods went up to 12,000. Giving it to him. In hopes that he's going to take that and do what they couldn't do for themselves, which is to build something for him. Not to go buy some fucking alligator shoes and some $500 cufflinks and whatever the hell else. Hummers. That's some more BS. What in the hell would a nigga need with a Hummer? Or a Cadillac? Those are all nigga mobiles. It makes you a good nigga or a good nigger to your master. You spending all this gas money, all this oil money to your master that you're so proud of. It's a nigga mobile. No intelligent person ain't trying to. Yeah, Cadillac burns so much fuel, it's ridiculous. You'd be glad to get 12 miles a gallon out of a damn Cadillac. It's almost worse than a truck. What other purpose would somebody get something like that? Just look into it logically. And the preachers. Well, first the pimps had them, then the preachers. The pimps started becoming preachers, so that became the preacher's car. A pimp car. Nobody never looked at that. Why would preachers like cars that were originally fashioned by pimps? It seemed like they would change that MO just for that fact alone. Damn, these are pimp cars. We gonna have to get, you know, we gonna have to get a Chrysler or something else. That's because a lot of them were ex. You start pimping religions. Same hoes dropping, zombie hoes dropping money in the bucket. Same game you running, selling dreams to suckers. You just selling religious dreams. You know, all that Judgment Day crap, all that means is that everybody has a day of dying. That's all the hell that means. It's how you going to die. Everybody has a damn Judgment Day. It doesn't mean what they tell you, that the clouds are coming down and all that. That means some people's Judgment Day is going to be out here today. They're faced with cancer and different other diseases and ailments. Some people are going to have tragic incidents. Like I was sharing with somebody earlier today, that everybody has a date with the ambulance or in a hospital one day. Maybe more than once. Maybe for not for a long time. Even fair clowns have been in a few times. That damn colon cancer he had. And letting them take his asshole out of his colon out of it, or rectum. This is what this clown did. He tell you how cancer it is, and you tell him to cut your damn rectum out. So that's what the idea is there. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and close in this. Hopefully, there's enough info for tonight. I'll be done. Been here for the longest here. There's much to share on this. So, anyways, watch out for the con and the newest scheme today. All right, so with that said, time is motion once again, and we'll be back on again tomorrow evening.